I want to look this morning at the battle for the mind. One of the biggest struggles or battles that we'll have in our Christian life is not so much what goes on out there in the world, but it's what goes on within our own heart and minds. Because out of the mind and out of the heart proceed all the issues of life. And the greatest attacks that can come against us as believers is the battle that goes on in our own mind. In Scripture, it speaks about the fiery darts of Satan. And what are those fiery darts? Evil thoughts, evil temptations that Satan will throw at our minds to trip us up. So it's very important for you and I as Christians that we learn how to guard our minds, because we are in a warfare this morning. We live in an age where mental illness is on the increase. I've never known such a time where there's so many people suffering with mental problems, especially since the pandemic. There's a lot of people struggling in their minds because of all the dramatic changes that have gone on in the world and the problems that isolation and fear have caused. And you know, if you don't know God, then you've got no hope, have you? It's very easy in this world to get depressed. It's very easy to lose control of the mind. And it's in the mind that really determines our outcome in life, our choices in life. And as we think, so we ultimately become, don't we? The way we think directly affects the way we act and the way we speak and the things that we do. And if we're not of what the Scripture describes as a sound mind this morning, then we're going to be unstable and Satan can easily gain a foothold in our lives. We can be double-minded, we can be weak-minded, we can fall into temptation and sin and despair and even depression, and we can lose sight of God. So it's very important for you and I to be a people of a sound mind, to be a people who guard our minds and hearts, who understand that there is a real enemy out there who wants to deceive us, and he targets the mind, because if Satan can gain a foothold in our mind, then he can gain a foothold in our life. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." So you see, we are in a warfare for our mind. The Scripture describes the weapons of our warfare. It's a warfare that involves pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, it says, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought into obedience. This is the battle that we're in, the battle for the mind. But it's a battle that we can have victory in because Christ dwells in us and he gives us the strength and all the resources we need to fight this battle in the inner man. And I'm sure you've heard many a sermon describing the spiritual battle that we face as believers between the flesh and the spirit, between the carnal nature and the spiritual nature. But that battle often takes place, does it not, in the mind? In Romans 8 and 5 to 6, it tells us about the carnal mind and the spiritual mind. And in the Scripture it says, "Therefore, those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his." So there you have it, the carnal mind. The carnal mind, when our minds are thinking in a carnal way, it's enmity against God. It puts us at odds against God. And this is why we have to bring as it tells us, into subjection every thought to the obedience of Christ, because we're called to be spiritually minded, to set our mind on things above. Colossians 3:1-2 says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God." See, too often in life we spend too much time thinking about the things of this earth, too much time worrying about the here and now, and we don't spend enough time thinking about the things above, thinking about Christ, about his kingdom, his righteousness, his will, his truth. These are what we should be setting our minds upon. These are the things that we should be dwelling on, the things of eternity, not the things of the temporary carnal life that surrounds us. We're called to think spiritually. That's going to take some discipline in our minds. And of course, the power of the Holy Spirit working in us and through us. Because our natural tendency, is it not, is to think wrong things, to think carnally, to think cynically. This is the old nature. Before we were saved, when we were in the world, we had no thoughts of God. Psalm 10 and verse 4 says, "The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts." This is the state of the natural man, of the carnal man. God is in none of his thoughts. What the Bible says to the Christian, to set our mind on things above. Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." So we're called to have a spiritual mind, a renewed mind, and that is the battle that we face. Because the truth is, if our thinking isn't right, that will affect the way we act, the way we function. It'll affect our whole character and our whole life. And Jesus told us that it is from the heart. What comes out of the heart is what defiles a man. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 18 it says, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man." You see, it's what comes out of the heart, the evil thoughts, the evil desires. These are the things that defile us. And that's why we're called to have a transformed mind, aren't we? And a renewed mind. And in familiar scripture in Romans, I'm sure you all know, Romans 12 verse 2, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So the way we think is what really determines us doing the will of God, isn't it? Because from the renewed mind, we can prove what is the acceptable will of God, because it leads to obedience to God. And this is why we need a renewed mind. But we do come under attack in our minds, and we need to learn to guard our heart and mind. It tells us in the scriptures to guard our heart with all diligence, because out of it flow the issues of life. So the way we think can affect the way we act. This is why the biggest battle that we face is getting a right mind. We need a right mind this morning. We need a saved mind. We need a renewed mind, a mind that is set upon God. We need thoughts that are the thoughts that God wants us to think, not the thoughts of this world. And we need to be single-minded as well. In James, it speaks about the double-minded. It says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. It leads to instability. If we are constantly flipping between wanting to serve God and wanting to still live in the world, you can't be double-minded as a Christian. 1 Peter 1:13 tells us to gird up the loins of our mind. The loins are the part of the body that strengthens the upper man. And in the mind, we need to gird up the loins of our mind, because that's what will support our mind. We need to ensure we're strengthened in the Lord in our mind, because God wants us to have a sound mind this morning. God gives us a sound mind, in fact. It tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So we're called to be of a sound mind, to be a renewed mind, to have that mind in us that is in Christ Jesus, to be spiritually minded, because that is what brings life. Because our minds can become poisoned, either through lies, through false teaching, through sin. And when people fall into sin, they can start to excuse it and justify it in their minds and deceive themselves. When we start to believe a lie, and we can become hypocrites, and we can become poisoned in our minds, and eventually that leads to backsliding and falling away. But it all starts in the mind. Backsliding, where does it happen? It begins in the mind, doesn't it? It happens in the heart. It takes place in the inner man, and then it works itself out into a person's life. And that's why it's vital for you and I that we keep a guard on the way we think. Because the world out there is always trying to influence the way we think, the way we view morality and the philosophies. And this world's thinking is always trying to influence us and shape us into its version of morality, into its version of political correctness. But we need to let the Word of God be our guide. The Word of God needs to dwell richly in us. We need to be, find our bearings through the Word of God. Not what men's opinions are. That shouldn't be what influences our thoughts. This is our reference point is the Word of God, isn't it, this morning? It's like the compass that will lead us in the true direction. You can't, we're beings of truth, aren't we? We're created to be beings of truth. You can't live with a lie without it affecting you. And that's why we need the Word of God. We need to have our mind shaped by the Word of God. Let the Word of God change the way we think. You know, people often say, "Oh, you're brainwashed." Well, I want my brain to be washed, actually, in the blood of Jesus. I want my thoughts to be filled with the thoughts that God wants me to think. And if that's brainwashing, then so be it. Because that's washing me of all the filth and the unrighteousness of sin. We're called to be godly minded. We're called to be righteously minded. We're called to think right. We're called to dwell on good things. In Philippians 4:8 it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, the things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, do, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." So these are the things we need to be thinking on, meditating on. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is just, whatever is pure, these things will do no harm to us. They'll only do good to us. That's what we should focus our mind's attention on. This is what the spiritual mind should function like. But if all we're thinking on is the negative things of life, if all we're focused on is material things, carnal things, the pleasures of this life, the lusts of this life, then our minds are going to become corrupted and depraved. And Satan will always throw temptation at us. He'll either tempt us through sin by sending tempting thoughts to us, thoughts of evil, thoughts of lust, thoughts of greed, carnal thoughts, or he'll try to bring condemnation and fear and despair by bringing thoughts of despair to us and thoughts of depression. And all these things can affect our whole outlook on life. And if we allow thoughts like that to become embedded, then we will, you know, become unstable. We're called to dwell upon God and his word and the truth, because God is good and God wants us to have a right mind and heart. The greatest commandment is that you'll love God with all your heart, all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. So we're called to love God with all our mind. We've all been given a mind, and the aim of it and the focus of it should be to love God. See, if we set our minds upon the things of God, God will keep us. Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established." So as we commit our works to the Lord, as we yield to God with our hearts, then God establishes our thoughts. We'll have sanctified minds. We need saved minds. I don't know about you, but I don't want to see some of the dark places that my mind has been to in the past. But God gives us a new mind, a clean mind, a right mind, a sober mind, a sound mind, and a mind that is set upon things above. Because that's what will keep us in a world that's going crazy. That's what will keep us when everybody else is losing their heads. We'll be a people of a sound mind because our mind is set upon things above. We'll think spiritually, not carnally. We'll be guided by God's word, not by the whims and fancies and philosophies of men. We need hearts and minds that are Christ-centered. So I ask you today, where is your heart? Where is your mind? Is it centered on this world? Is it centered just on your own needs? Is it centered on your own circumstances? Or is it centered on Christ? Is Christ the center of our thoughts? Is pleasing him our desire and ambition? What do we dwell on in our mind? What do we spend our mind's time doing? We've been given a mind, and we've been given a mind to use it. You know, so many Christians don't actually use their mind. They don't think. They just accept everything they're told without any question. But we need to check everything out with the word of God.
Yes.
Can't take a man's opinion on things. You need to know what the word of God says. The Bible speaks about the noble Bereans, if you remember, in the book of Acts. It says that they were more fair-minded because they checked out the scriptures to see if these things were so. We need to be fair-minded. We need to be minded to take heed to the word of God, and that's what will keep us. To gird up the loins of your mind, as Peter tells us. That's all part of the battle that we're for the mind that we're in. And don't be under any illusion this morning. We are in a battle for our minds. Because Satan wants to destroy us. He is the architect of evil thoughts. He's the one who throws those fiery darts into our mind. You know, a lot of Christians, when they first get saved, are quite shocked to discover that they're suddenly aware of all these evil thoughts. And it's not that the evil thoughts weren't there before, but they didn't bother them before we were saved. But once you get saved, you suddenly become aware of getting evil thoughts. And it can shock you and scare you at first, but you need to understand where they're coming from. I think it was Luther that said about evil thoughts, it's not a sin for them to fly over your head, but it's when you allow them to nest and take a hold, that's when it becomes a sin. When you dwell on evil thoughts, that's what leads to a thought habit, which then leads eventually to a disposition of your character as you begin to entertain those thoughts. But we're called to cast off these arguments, to bring every thought into subjection to the obedience of Christ. Amen? Yeah. Amen. To be a people that are spiritually minded and not carnally minded. And as we commit ourselves to God, he will establish our thoughts. So let's trust him today. Allow God to shape our thoughts, our minds, and let us meditate upon his word. And then we can overcome the carnal mind through God's power and truth. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray this morning. If anybody needs prayer this morning, please come forward. Let's believe God and let's pray together and trust in God to answer your prayers. Amen. Let's have a time of worship now. Thank you.